I'm here today to discuss the COVID cover-up. Intelligence community leaders and senior analysts downplayed the possibility that the COVID pandemic originated as a result of a lab incident.
Republican Senator Rand Paul led a Senate hearing questioning CIA whistleblower James Erdman on how COVID origin assessments were shaped.
For years, Americans were told to trust the experts. So the very scientists that were commissioned to investigate COVID were, in some cases, the very scientists who were complicit in the origins of the gain-of-function experiments.
Erdman also described a top-down push inside the CIA over whether COVID most likely originated through a lab leak.
There was new information that came out in 2022. 10 CIA scientists that were said, why don't you go ahead and do a COVID relook? 8 of the 10 were definitely leaning in on lab leak.
Erdman said management pushed analysts to revisit their findings after a new assessment emerged.
6 of the 7 technical experts say, yep, we still think it's a lab leak. Management changed the analytic line.
Senator Josh Hawley questioned why the Biden administration released only a 5-page report after Congress passed a law requiring declassification of COVID origin materials, saying that statements in the document were false.
They said, number one, that nothing that was researched at the Wuhan lab could plausibly be a progenitor of SARS-CoV-2. Are those true statements?
But no. They're not true.
And if they aren't our screw-ups here in the U.S., why would the U.S. government cover up for the CCP?
Erdman said one of the top scientists who did not want to go public said to him,
nobody wanted the lab leak conclusion, and I'm concerned that there's too many people willing to make excuses for China in this organization for the wrong reason.